This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the three criminal laws which came into effect from yesterday will lead to the most modern criminal justice system in the country. He said the criminal justice system is now completely Swadeshi and embedded in Indian ethos after independence. Briefing media in New Delhi about the three criminal laws, Mr. Shah said the new laws will ensure speedy justice and victims' rights. He added that earlier, only the rights of the police were protected, but now the victims' and the complainants' rights will also be protected. The Home Minister said the priority in new laws has been given to crimes against women and children. He said the new laws will also have the provisions against mob lynching. Mr. Shah also slammed the opposition, alleging that they have been spreading lies about these laws. The government has sought suggestions and response from students and parents to develop robust mechanisms in the National Testing Agency, or NTA. In a social media post, Information and Broadcasting Ministry said that high-level committee constituted under the chairmanship of Dr. K. Radhakrishnan has sought suggestions, views and ideas from students and parents. The ministry added they can express their views on reforms in the mechanism of the examination process, improvement in data security protocols, and structure and functioning of the NTA. Students and parents can send their response till the 7th of this month to the committee. The Delhi High Court is scheduled to hear Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's plea challenging his arrest by the Central Bureau of Investigation linked to the alleged liquor policy case. The matter will be heard by the bench presided over by Justice Neena Bansal Krishna today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will lead the Indian delegation at the 24th Shanghai Cooperation Organization, or SCO, summit on the 4th of this month at Astana in Kazakhstan. Ministry of External Affairs said that at the summit, the leaders are expected to review the organization's activities over the past two decades and discuss the state and prospects of multilateral cooperation. Topical issues of regional and international importance are also expected to be discussed at the meeting. The United States Apex Court has, for the first time, recognized that former presidents of the country have immunity from prosecution for certain actions taken in office. The ruling comes as the U.S. top court threw out a judicial decision rejecting former President Donald Trump's bid to shield himself from federal criminal charges involving his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss. The court yesterday ruled that former presidents are shielded from prosecution for actions they take within their constitutional authority as opposed to a private capacity. The Chief Justice John Roberts announced the landmark ruling on behalf of the court's six-justice conservative majority. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand, Assam and Meghalaya today. Heavy rainfall is likely to continue in various parts of North India, including Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan and Bihar for the next 3 to 4 days. Similar conditions are also likely in Gujarat and West Coast. Meanwhile, the national capital observed very light drizzle early in the morning. However, for the rest of the day, generally cloudy sky with heavy rain is expected in the city. The minimum and maximum temperatures are likely to hover around 27 and 33 degrees Celsius. The fifth batch of 6,537 pilgrims left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas Base Camp in Jammu for the Kashmir Valley to perform pilgrimage to the Amarnath Cave Shrine. The pilgrims left the base camp in a cavalcade of 261 early this morning. Over 23,000 pilgrims drawn from different parts of the country paid their obeisance at the Himalayan Cave of Sri Amarnath Ji till yesterday. Sensex and Nifty hit a fresh lifetime high in early trade today. The BSE Sensex jumped 379 points to hit a record peak of 79,855 in early trade. And with that, we end this news bulletin.